Well, the board spent about an hour and a half prioritizing how to put between $3.4 and $3.9 million of priorities into the budget. We had a base budget that we developed that we felt of essential things, and then based on that, and then based on kind of a process of zero-based budgeting, we were trying to prioritize from a list of about $8 million of things we've done in the past or would like to do, what between $3.4 and $3.5 million we felt were the highest priorities to put back into the budget.
And how did the school board come up with those priorities?
Well, we had done a workshop and had developed a list based on what we had done in the past. So it was a very long list, and then the board gave a point value to each of those priorities, and we summarized that and then met last Saturday and discussed it and found that the top of the list was pretty consistent. However, the middle of the list, the board was kind of all over the map, and so we asked them to go back and reprioritize this weekend and looked at that reprioritization to get the whole list last night.
And can you give some examples of what some of the top priorities were and what some of the ones that were kind of fell off of that list?
The top priority is trying to keep the K-2 class sizes as low as possible. So everybody agrees that the little guys need as much attention as they can get. So that was everybody's top priority. Overall, trying to avoid raising class sizes, although we're not going to be able to do that, but keeping that to a minimum was very important. Making sure that we kept our extended learning program viable, meaning the students who are gifted students and need some extra stimulation in order to stay on track was important. Making sure that we didn't ignore curriculum, although we cut back on how much we're going to pay for it. But we have a social studies curriculum that was last adopted, I believe, in 1997, and so felt that that needed updated. Despite the fact that we're in a tough budget time. Some instructional coaches stayed in the budget because you can't implement new curriculum without people who know how to implement it and can help the staff in general put it in, stay in. Making sure that our Thinkit language teachers in that program continued was important to us. So those are some that stayed on the budget. Some that are close, meaning if we get a $50 increase in DSA by the governor's budget, we'll be able to put in. But if we don't, we simply won't be able to include one less student per teacher at the high school. And our Thinkit language has 3.5 FTE paraeducators that help the students learn the Thinkit language. And we're going to need that $50 DSA according to this priority to get that in there.
Now, this represents kind of a slightly different approach to coming up with the budget, doesn't it?
It's a very different approach, yeah. What we used to do is say, all right, this is what we did last year, and now we have to cut $2 million, so what are we going to slash? And that led to some very poignant and very difficult conversations. This year we said, if we were to build a base budget and just barely survive as a school, just barely keep the doors open, what would it look like? And we figured that out, and we said, now, what do we want to add back that we want to continue doing onto that base budget? So rather than come out from a slash and burn, we came at it from a build from the ground up. While we get almost to the same place in the end, it seems to be a better way to ask the question and look at the problem.